AMZ lines. In local news, the Gold Coast Council has announced that they will need to build 185,000 homes in a 20-year span in order to manage the city's radically increasing population. The proposal would see more higher-density living spaces built along the spine of the city, suburbs not directly on the coastline but just inland from it, such as Robina, Helensvale and Coomera. The population of the Gold Coast is expected to reach 1 million residents by 2046, from the current total of 762,000. A man accused of heisting Egyptian artifacts from a museum in Caboolture has told prosecutors that it was his duty to return them to their rightful place. Miguel Simon Mungarieta Monsalve allegedly broke into the museum in the early hours of Friday morning, stealing 4 artifacts and causing damage to others. Mr. Mungarieta Monsalve pointed out the links of the museum to the Catholic Church, thus necessitating the theft in his eyes. The police alleged that he had stolen artifacts wrapped up in a Venezuelan flag, the country Monsalve's originally from, when they found them. In national news, Australian families that the government perceives as linked to ISIS are being sent back after just leaving a camp in Syria. The families were headed to Damascus, the Syrian capital, when Syrian authorities forced them to return to the Al-Roj camp. Australian government authorities believe that the group was made up of women and children, who were the partners and children of jailed or killed Islamic State fighters. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has refused to divulge whether further groups of family members will be allowed to return to Australia. Adelaide is set to have their first skyscraper amid controversy about its proximity to and shadowy overcast over the State Parliament building. The construction has been penned for the end of 2028, with the building being an $800 million 38-story tower on an area of state government-owned land known as Festival Plaza. As it stands, the skyscraper is going to loom over the State Parliament building in a somewhat fitting metaphor for the relationship between big business and the government. The convener of the Save Festival Plaza Alliance, Robert Farnan, said that, quote, "putting an office in the middle of a plaza is ridiculous, and we're going to become a bit of a national joke," end quote. In international news, Ukrainian anti-corruption officials are accusing ex-energy minister Herman Halyshenko of allegedly stashing millions of dollars offshore. Halyshenko was already detained as part of a high-profile crackdown on a, quote, "high-level criminal community" that has involved members of President Zelensky's inner circle. Prosecutors say that the criminal scheme involves squeezing nuclear company Energoatom's contractors for bribes that the government could use to complete infrastructure projects, such as protection against Russian missile attacks. The European Union demands that Ukraine battle corruption before the country can be admitted as a member. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is 7, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.